This episode of the TagCast podcast is brought to you by Avita Midwifery, gentle care and peaceful birthing. Find them at avitamidwifery.com and on Facebook, servicing the Albany, Lebanon, Corvallis, Mid-Valley, and surrounding areas. Call for your free consultation.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gats.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Cause I still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
When I read people's posts, I have these little like voices I make up for them.
Right.
All these people I don't even know. And
yeah.
Then, like,
at least when they read yours, they'll know how you're saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
Word,
yeah. Yeah.
Word.
You're like, yo, what's up? And it's was up or was happening.
Yeah,
you know, like, and you read it correctly. Like, that's how Al said it. Even if he just said it in his head.
Right.
Word. Yo. Just don't call him late for dinner. That's right.
I've heard a lot of people call you a lot of things.
Oh!
I've been called a lot of things.
All right, let's get this party started.
Word.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast podcast. Episode 26, season 2. My name is Terry Guile. I'm the white guy of the podcast. Across the table here, we got
Indian Carl Gatch.
He's the Indian of the podcast, or Native American, as we like to say. No dot on his head. And we got a special guest in the studio of sorts. The studio of sorts. He's a definite special guest. Al Minta, is that correct?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Been a while since I've seen my buddy Al.
Welcome to the show.
Word.
All the way from Salem.
Yep, Salem, Oregon. Yeah. How are the witch trials going on over there?
You know, it's close. It's close. The verdict is not in yet.
No, it is not.
But, you know, I sat in on a couple of those, and I've got to say, the DA is really doing his job on this one. Really, really doing his job.
It's good to know they're looking out for us.
Yeah, he's putting his screws to her really hard. You know, he's got this chair. He's got these, like, screws.
You gotta let it, you know, you gotta let us know when the burnings
like
when the burnings go down. I'd like to see them, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about this. I have nothing against women.
No.
Know. But witches?
Yeah. Witches are bitches. Warlocks are cool, but witches are bitches.
What about...
No, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm going to actually have to step back from that and take another look at it. No, I kind of like witches.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
What about zombies? Do you watch Walking Dead?
No.
What about aliens?
Man, don't get me started on aliens.
What? We just got you started.
Okay,
on
we're getting started because before we get any further, I'd like to say in the background here we had some We Have's Guns going on. They're going to be opening for Floater at the McDonald Theater. I think November.
I don't know.
November. I think November 16th or somewhere around there. But anyway, that song
Maybe
was
November
about
7th.
That song was about Travis
December.
Walton. Do you know who Travis Walton is?
Fire
in the Sky.
You see that movie where he got abducted by aliens?
I thought that was Frank Zappa.
And then he was gone for like 5 days, and then he came back, and he was all naked, and he had all these stories because he got abducted by aliens, and they
that's crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know a guy named Frank.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Actually, this is a story about Frank.
Okay. Uh-huh. I like Frank.
He's also a Toltec like myself, yo.
What's the Toltec?
What's
that?
It is a practitioner of the four agreements.
Oh, cool.
Word. I better jump off that track because crazy universal tangent. but no, like this cat,
back
like
to Frank,
he like really, really like puts out these positive energies, and he draws UFOs to himself, and whoa, he's seen Bigfoot. Right. Yeah.
Some people think Bigfoot is an alien.
They do. They think he's another species of alien. I don't like to call him Bigfoot. You know, I call him by his alien in Trailer Park name.
Sasquatch?
Sam Squanch.
I knew it was a Sam Squanch.
Ricky. I love that shit.
Dude, did you hear those guys are coming to Portland again? We'll talk about that later. I want to finish your story about Frank.
And so him and his friend, we're out in the woods together. He actually wasn't really clear what they were doing out there. I never thought to just not to ask. Yeah. so I'll stop there.
Yeah. what were they doing?
No, I know, right? And so anyways, he says that they see this alien ship come down. Mm-hmm. And his friend runs. And he tries to run. He feels like he wants to run, but he wants to stay. But mm-hmm. then he says he feels this total time delay, like memory lapse or mm-hmm. something, you know, like that, you know. And that's his thing, man. He said he sees Sam Squanch, and you know, he's really into that. But I respect people's beliefs. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I'm a big into love type of guy, I guess. Yeah.
We've talked about the Sam Squanch before, and whether he is real, due to the fact that they've never found a dead one anywhere. What do you think about that?
If he's an alien, wouldn't he be visiting and leaving? Yo,
yeah, he just
that
comes.
Is true.
You know, and they're a lot like, we need to find hair samples. Like, you don't think he cleaned himself? Like, yeah, this is the alien we're talking about.
He covers his ground.
Fries and shit. Yeah. This is like,
and some people don't know that he just might be blurry. All these blurry photos, maybe he is just blurry. Maybe he crosses dimensions at the same time.
Word. You know, I never thought about that, man.
Yeah.
But I do think is that he's well-groomed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this guy, you mm-hmm. know, and obviously he's got a bitchin' pedicure because on all his big feet's, like, there's never any, like, toe marks. Like,
you're right.
Or toenail. Mark. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, is this multiple?
So he's trimming at least once every six months.
Or he could be very flexible.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what if he is the Sam Squanch, I mean.
What if he doesn't have toenails?
Whoa. Now that's a fucking concept right there.
Yeah.
Well, then he probably wouldn't be mammal, you know, and be on this planet. I mean, it's kind of like...
Well, what? I mean, he's not going to be...
I don't know, man. I mean,
he doesn't need protection from swinging hammers.
Right. Well,
who swings hammers with their feet?
I've learned.
No, isn't that what your toenails?
Lose the toenails on his fingers.
Isn't that what the toenails are for? So you don't smash them with hammers.
Aha! And then they just fall off anyway.
Yeah.
No, but I've learned from the jerking commercials. I've learned from the jerking commercials. Don't fuck with Sam Squanch. Messing with Sam Squanch. Yep. They should change that to Sam Squanch for beef jerky commercial.
They should.
It's like Chewbacca.
They should.
But they won't because they suck. But back to the Trailer Park Boys, who I'm glad to hear that you're a big fan of theirs. I've got to see those guys twice in Portland. They come and they do like a 3-hour show. It was Ricky, Julian, Bubbles, and then Leahy and Randy Skyped in. I'm sure it was pre-recorded and it was all planned out, but they basically do improv, and I saw it twice within 6 months of each other, and it was kind of the same show, but they do like an hour and a half, take a half hour break, come back, do another hour. It's just incredible. And now they're coming back with Leahy and Randy, but tickets were $56 and sold out in like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, it's at the Portland Center for Community Arts or whatever it is. And it was like, what do we say? It holds 880,000 people, but it's not 880,000.
Wait, did you say
880?
880,000?
Well, he says 1,000, but that's not really true because he's in.
How many people are there?
880,000.
1,000.
No, see, he always says 1,000.
I like that word.
He's being a funny Indian. I couldn't believe they sold 880,000 tickets.
That was a lot of tickets.
In 3 days.
How many is that per day?
That's like a lot.
How's that, does that have an odor to it?
What?
The microphone thing you got there.
No, actually, as
it should smell like Coors Light from last week.
As I saw it out of the corner of my eye, I automatically thought of clown.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a clown nose.
There's a clown like this
in my face.
Do you have a fear of clowns? Some people have a fear. Are they?
I don't like clowns. I
don't
live in fear of anything.
Yeah,
ooh,
I'm not saying
nice
fear,
answer.
But do you like clowns? Or do you not like clowns?
Honestly, it's not something I really sat back and considered.
All right. Well, that's an answer.
Like, and what is your reference to clown? Are you talking it clown?
Well, no, it's just
any
some
clown.
Some people don't like clowns.
Some
at all.
Kids are scared of clowns.
Well, yeah, because that's all.
And
like,
adults,
they
some
think
adults
of, like,
are scared.
The it clown. Like, I was talking to my buddy the other day, Gary Barnes.
Mm-hmm. Shout out. Gary Barnes.
Well, that's what I just call him, Gary uh-huh. Barnes. I didn't, yeah. You know, I call him by his full name.
Is he Gary U.S. Barnes? You remember that dude?
No.
That's a singer from the 80s or something.
Is it?
Gary U.S. Bonds.
It sounds like an advertisement for like the military.
It's a dude.
I thought it was an advertisement for one of those, I'm going to buy your gold.
Gary U.S. Bonds.
He's a black dude and he's a singer.
No, Gary Barnes is what?
Okay, well, okay. Gary U.S. Bonds is black. But anyway, you have a friend named Gary Bonds.
Barnes, I think, right? Gary Barnes?
Yeah, like the building.
Oh, okay.
That you
oh.
keep cattle and stuff in.
Okay, sorry. My
I heard cattle.
Word. But I forgot. I don't even remember.
You were.
Oh, wait, yes. So I was like, and if you guys don't like it, we can just leave.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's what we tell everybody. If you don't like it, you can just leave.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, usually I use that little line right there uh-huh. to give me a chance to like kind of reflect on what I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you were being totally...
So the other people would be all like...
I was trying to relate it
right,
to the story.
Right, yeah, like, totally.
If you don't like it, you can just leave.
I was talking about U.S. Gold, like advertisements. We were talking about advertisements.
No, that was like...
Oh, it was before that.
Brought up.
I was talking about Gary U.S. Bonds. What are you uh-huh. talking about?
No,
U.S.
Yeah,
Gold.
I brought up his...
Sam Squanch.
Yes, that always brings us back to Sam's.
How about Incest Fest?
What happened there?
You heard that?
Is that a note you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
How about Incest Fest?
Yeah,
segways are us.
Last year there was a music festival uh-huh. at the Wow Hall called Incest Fest, and what it was it was four bands who all had members in the same bands.
That is sick.
So it's kind of incestual. But there's this place in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And they had to change their name from the Incest Fest. They had a social event called the Incest Fest. And that's a bad name, don't you guys think?
I think it's a bad
incest
name.
Incest Fest.
Well, I know. I don't know. Well,
people
I mean,
have weird senses of humor.
It was at Harvard
isn't
University.
Isn't like some kind of like Sweet Home?
Harvard.
Thing?
No, Harvard, dude.
No, I'm just saying. Isn't like
yeah.
Sweet Home
that's an Incest
like...
Fest for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean. Bring it to the people, man. Like, let them people have that stuff.
They said the reason they named it that is because the Kirkland House residences, they all hook up with each other so much that it's kind of like incestuous.
Kind of but, incestuous?
But they're not really
no,
related. They're like frat
not,
brothers.
That's not
you know?
That's No, I'm sorry. That's pretty.
That's a bad name.
Far from a.
So they're changing
but
it.
Incest isn't the worst thing in the world. Though.
I think that's just called friends with benefits.
It could be necro incest.
You know?
Ooh. What's that? Fucking your dead sister?
Necro incest, yeah.
Dude, that's
sick.
That's
worse than incest. I'm just saying incest isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, I mean, well, I don't know. I guess it's where you're from. Obvious gadge, you yeah. know.
Where are you from, Sweet Home?
Mississippi. No, I'm just playing.
He's from the Indian
You are
country.
From Mississippi, aren't you?
I am aren't from
Mississippi.
What?
No, you are, in fact, from Mississippi, right?
No, no. I moved here from Missouri. I actually went
that's close.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Dude.
You know, I'm a West Coaster. You know, all the misses are the same.
Man.
Give me, all right. Apparently
well,
that's
Missouri.
I don't mean to insult you.
Well,
you did.
Well, no. Come on. Oh, I'm actually from Connecticut.
I don't know. I'm not a geographic
from where?
Person.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
And, but I lived in Missouri for like a huge portion of my life. Man.
Mm-hmm. Joplin, as a matter of fact, right?
That is correct.
I have a friend. My wife's good Joplin. Friend lives in Joplin right now. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah. Her name is Gina Ermentrout. Shout out to Gina. Hope you're listening down there in Joplin.
Word.
But I doubt it. But I send her things.
I don't know, man, because I like, I don't know. My mom and dad might listen to this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. we'll try not to cuss anymore.
I bet my nephew Dylan would be listening. I bet.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. How you doing, Dylan?
What's going on? Howdy in Joplin. Now, yeah. You formed a festival over there at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Right on.
I got busted for possession of marijuana.
Damn. Uh-huh.
And got the crap beat out of me out front of my house, man. And it was really crazy. And this happened in 1998. And so I went to trial, and I told the judge that I really felt that the physical violence that was put on me was, like, punishment enough. You know, I was like, I think you guys got what you wanted. You got, like, self-satisfaction, at least, you know. And I really feel that these, you know, charges should be dropped. Like, or at least, like, charge me or whatever, dude, but don't find
Your sentence is we've already beat the shit out of you.
Word. No, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, right?
Kinda.
I mean, I'll do, you know, I'm all about the community anyway. I mean, dude, yeah. I'll do community service. Like, I'll go pick up some trash. Shit, I do that anyway, man. And right. So, no, he fined me like a jerk. I don't even remember this judge's name. So I went home, and of course the cops ransacked my house, and they were so brilliant that they looked in my freezer. No, actually they didn't look in my freezer, because that's where I had like a bunch of fucking weed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I took my shit out, and I'm like smoking this big spliff in the bathtub. And I'm like,
I love that.
This was wrong. Like, I felt pretty I felt F-worded, man. And so
F'd up.
Yeah, man. And so I was just thinking in my head, like, you know, I'm a Marine. You know, I've like, you know, like myself and other, people who've been in the service, you know, we fought for this country.
Yep.
And I'm just leaving it at that. But
and once a Marine, always a Marine, right?
Rah.
Yeah.
Always. And yes. You know, and that's the glorious thing about the Marine Corps, you know. I mean, everybody thinks like they're a bunch of hard asses, but I tell you what, we're the most loyal and caring people in the world. I mean, that's, you know, Semper Fi, always faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will never leave you hanging if you ask me to be somewhere. Like, yeah. You know. Well, anyway.
Remember that, everybody.
Yeah, word.
Call
out. Right? If you're
you can call
move,
me out.
I literally have helped thousands of people move just because they know – if they ask me, I'll be there.
And you've got a truck.
More of a little surf mobile.
Yeah.
You know? His name is Charlie the Tough Truck.
All right.
Nice. So I sat in the tub and I said, yo, something must be done. And I jumped out of the tub, went into the living room, and I was like flipping through the phone book and looked for a park and rec. And was like, yo, I want to put on a festival, a legalization, not a legalization festival, but an educational festival about hemp, medical marijuana.
Right.
You know, all the good stuff. And so there was this big, huge thing about it. I had to go in front of these people, this board, and we had this huge discussion. And I won't tell you about it. But anyway, I was over at my friend's house, Jefe. And me and my little brother are there, and we're like bombed out of our mind, right? And like we're like hotboxing the block. And Jefe's like, "Do you have somewhere to be today?" And I was like, "What is today?" And then he's like, tells me, and I was like, "Holy cow, I'm supposed to be at that meeting." So me and my little brother run, and we like jump in my truck, and we like we go to the meeting, and we run inside, and we're late, and I'm a long haired, you know, tattooed
surfer,
you know,
dude.
Dark surfer guy.
Yeah.
You know, and with a smile from ear to ear. And I'm all like, hey, and then I'm like, I'm not too late, am I? And they're like, you know, you're interrupting somebody. And I was like, oh, word.
Yeah.
So I like sat down.
Excuse
I
me.
But as I waited and like watched everybody's turn, I kind of saw how they did stuff.
Right.
So I talked to them, you know, I had to, you know, I was, you know, doing everything properly. They made fun of me. You know, it was funny.
Fuck,
but you know what? I totally stuck up for myself because I'm that guy. You know, like my father always told me, you know, if you have strength, you give it to somebody who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a voice, you use it for people who haven't found theirs yet. Yeah. And so I was like, you know, like we're hooking and jabbing, man. And so they say, no way. You cannot have a free festival in the park. I was like, okay, fine. Went home, started calling Normal, National Normal, right. Like, mm-hmm. And they're like, got me a hold of this cat named Dan Veets in Missouri. And this dude, he's a lawyer, and he was also the president of Missouri Normal at the time. Uh-huh. And so he calls me back in like 15 minutes, and he's like,
they're all for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you got your festival. Active. He's like, you've got your festival. And, I was like, how did you do that? And I guess, you know, he made maybe not a threat, but I guess, you know, let them know that,
he's done his homework. He'll make it a hassle for him if they really want to go to it, and he'll win.
He's that guy, though.
Yeah.
Dan Veets is an amazing man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the activists for Normal are very, they're very diehard activists.
Word. Well, I mean, and this is like, this was the beginning of our friendship, me and him. And I always represented myself. I've been through several cases and won so many cases. I'm like, not a lot. But I purposely, after the first year, every year, I purposely, after my probation was up, I purposely would smoke in public so I could get busted and be put on probation again. But this time, I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would use that platform, to get off. And just get, they're like, okay, you're on probation. I'm like, yeah, no problem. Because I'm a smart guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get busted. Yo.
Right. Yeah. Unless you want to.
Word, right? And so I put that on, and it was a blast.
Was it like some hip-hop bands or some
written? No, we started off at noon with acoustical stuff.
Uh-huh.
And as the day progressed, we got a little funkier, a little fishy, a little deady.
Yep,
and then
jam bandy.
Right, and we wrapped up with usually some pretty heavy metal. Or we would have a headlining band. There were some bands in the area that were really, really great bands, like So Far Gone, Fen. I could actually, the list is the length of my arm. Yeah. I could list you all the bands I'm still such a fan of, today. And I listen to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But unless we had one of those guys play to headline, then we'd let them close it out. But it was from noon till 10 at night. It was like a red Christmas. The first year I put the first one on in 2 months, approximately 250 people showed up.
Wow.
But
nice.
It was really cool because the cops showed up.
Oh.
And,
but it was all legit.
Yeah. And I was like in the middle of a Know Your Rights speech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm all like, oh,
hello.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I run down there, man. And I'm all like, well, you got to stop right here, man. And they're all like, excuse me? I was like, today, this is my yard.
Yeah.
This is my yard today. See this piece of paper in my hand? This is a permit. I said, and if you guys take any steps closer, I will have to call the police on you. And he was like, you're going to call the police on us. I said, you're damn straight I will. I was like, this is my yard. We as Americans can freely be here. We can say what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We can, we can freely assemble, my friend. So what do you want?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we want to walk through your crowd. I said, no, you may not. No, you may not. And he's like, can we stand here? I said, hell yeah, man, because you're on the edge of the park. I was like, that's not my part of my yard.
Yeah.
That's like where I put my trash, and it's public property now. So do your stuff, right?
It's recycles now. It's recycles.
Right? I mean, and why don't they, when they're doing nothing, instead of like being parked beside each other, talking and shit, why don't we give them these bags where they pull over and pick up some damn trash?
Yeah.
Let's like co-op jobs here. Anyway, I was just thinking that just the other day. I saw like four of them all like just huddled together. Like, it's crazy.
Go arrest some crackheads or something.
Yeah, do your job, son. Like, man, why are you busting me for improper lane change?
Speaking of all that stuff and the hemp awareness and stuff, you guys are probably aware of ballot measure 80 coming up real soon. And I don't know if you've heard, but in Washington, it's the closest it's ever been. They're predicting that it might possibly pass for recreational, which will let you grow 6 plants with no permit whatsoever. If you're an adult, you can grow that many plants.
Nice.
And my dad was so pissed because He's an activist as well. For any listeners that don't know, NORML stands for the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. Mm-hmm. Go check them out if you're an avid person, or even if you're not, you should be. But the cops are like trying to come against this ballot measure because they think that it'll make it too hard for them to bust people. They're like, well, we'll have to be checking people's permits to make sure, or whether they don't have a permit, or there's no way to test them if they're driving under the influence, which they call drugged driving now. On the ballot measure, my dad was reading it to me. It's called drugged driving.
Drugged driving?
Yeah, that's hard to say.
I mean, they're like, you know why I pulled you over, son?
Drugged driving.
Drugged driving. What did you say, officer?
Drugged.
Drugged driving. I was drugged driving.
Is it drunken or drugged?
Are you saying drugging? Are you playing?
So, yeah, I'm hoping it'll happen, but I'm not holding my breath because I just don't think it will happen. But they say it's very close for Oregon and Washington. Colorado, even closer, which they've been behind it way longer. A lot of the activists move there because they know it's the air is crisp. Right. There's lots of snowboarding and good stuff up there. And I think they have the most dispensaries at this point,
yeah,
don't they, Colorado?
So.
Yeah. Right. So, hey, I don't do it because I'm jaded against the system. But go out and vote yes on ballot measure 80 and no against drugged driving.
I know, right? Drugged driving. No, but when I...
You were going 7 miles per hour.
No. You were going 7. It's they're gonna have to put like speed up in school zones.
Exactly.
Like the kids are running into the cars.
Yeah,
we've got a really big problem.
Please go at least 25.
No, I kind of dropped out of the activism phase when I moved here.
Yeah.
You know, I moved here with my ex-wife. You know, when we were married, and when I first moved here, I had an opportunity to speak at the Hemp Fest.
Yeah.
They invited me up to speak.
Is that in Portland?
Yes. Yeah. No. Seattle.
Seattle. Wow. The Seattle Hemp Fest. Okay, cool.
So, because my lawyer was going to be there, and Jack Herrera.
Rest in peace.
Not a, like, close friend. You know, I'm not even going to act like that. But he wrote me a letter. That's how we, like, met. You know, I read his book. He sent me a bunch of his t-shirts, his books, you know. And, really cool stuff. So we knew each other, and it was really neat to go up there. But I was with, like I said, my ex-wife. She was here on an internship, which she is now very successful. Like, she's doing so well.
What does
she
do?
She's a child psychologist.
Wow. I know one of those. That's a good job.
No. She's such a loving and such a caring person.
I mean, if you get the right person in that role, it's just awesome.
Oh.
When you find, you know, especially, I don't know why, but women. Best in child psychology.
That was pretty fucking sexist, son.
I don't know why. They're better men, though. It's better. They just, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. It just seems to me the babies come out of the women.
Yeah.
So
they have a natural more connection there.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. No,
I just got called on being sexist. Damn it,
man. Like, when, like, but as you guys know, like, one of the things I love to do is work with the autistic.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at it. I've been told a couple times that
I'm
very good at it. And, you know,
yep.
I mean,
I don't think
sex has anything to do with the level of love or anything like
that. Oh, well, yeah, I didn't
mean
that.
Well, yeah, but you're not their maternal mother
she's not
or father,
their
though.
No, no. This,
she's
talking
not,
to psychologists.
Yeah,
psychologist,
yeah, I mean, they're not either. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I stand corrected.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not standing here trying to like or sitting here naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to tell you guys.
Don't tell me, naked. It's hot in here. We have excuses for that.
I want to be right.
Yeah,
no.
But yeah, I think that you probably are. I just know more child psychologists that are women, but.
Well, word. No. I can see that because there's a big calling for that.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
I mean, they do have that maternal instinct. I know what you're saying, man.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I probably cut off your story. You were talking about your friend who's a child psychologist.
No, my ex-wife. No, she is my friend. We, you know, I mean, there was nothing. You know, I mean, we're still really good friends. You know, that's
always awesome when that can happen.
Oh, no. I don't know why it doesn't happen.
I have friends that are just like vicious.
We loved each other once,
I have friends that have had bad breakups and they're just vicious. And,
I mean,
it's terrible.
Well, matters of the heart, you know, I mean, it's. People take it personal because it is.
I'm pretty good.
Personal.
But you know what? I mean,
I'm pretty good friends with all my exes. Just
but
because.
There's nothing anybody does on this planet because of you, and you don't do anything because of anybody else. So I don't take things personal.
Right.
You know, I think it's ridiculous too. especially to take yourself personal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To be all like, did I really just do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, dude. Live with it, you know? Like, mm-hmm.
It's history.
And those people around you take it personal, well, that's their bag, baby.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But, no, we get along great. She's awesome. She's a surfer, too. So my daughter is, like, really, you know, into that.
Sweet.
Yeah, we just started teaching her.
I saw some pictures on Facebook, you guys going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very cool. That was very cool. Very
Word.
Cool. I was like, wow, it's a little owl. And she's out there doing it.
Don't say that, poor thing.
Well, no. I mean in the surfing aspect.
Word.
I didn't mean she was a 41-year-old man.
Or that I look like a little girl.
That sets naked in our studio.
Do I look like an 8-year-old girl to you, Ted?
Only in the dark.
Really? I don't know. I'm pretty bumpy.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think my body would give it away.
Yeah. I can't see well in the dark anyway.
Things
got really weird.
I know, right? Well, unless we would be in Cleveland-town, man, because they have so many rolling blackouts. They developed night vision or mole vision, did they call it?
We did?
What?
In Cleveland.
You know the
rolling brownouts, blackouts.
Yeah, and did you ever see Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy, Break Off, Cleveland?
Oh, the Cleveland show, yeah.
Yeah, is there an echo in here? Or does,
the Cleveland show?
Or does he want a cracker?
Well, I haven't watched,
echo chamber.
I haven't
echo
watched
chamber.
It religiously. I've seen a couple
religiously.
Episodes. I'm not really...
Can you talk like Cleveland does?
A Cleveland fan. Cleveland fan.
I don't know, Peter.
I'm not a big fan of Cleveland. You have a sick mind.
Someone told me I rock.
Oh,
and isn't that pretty much like the Jeffersons of the Family Guy?
Is it?
Where'd that piece go?
You know, you had like All in the Family, and then all of a sudden he had a black neighbor, and then all of a sudden the black neighbor had his own show.
I guess so.
You got
so no, yeah, the Jeffersons was a breakoff from All in the Family.
Well,
yeah.
Who on All of the Family was Giggity Giggity Goo?
Who was the Giggity guy
on All in the Family?
You know, I think the giggity came out in like with Jack Chirper, like Larry the roommate.
Oh yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, when I think bow, 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 that type bow, bow, of, bow, oh, man, bow, bow, I loved bow, bow, that show bow, bow, when I was a kid, yo.
Come and knock on our door. Yeah, right. Knock on our door. You could still catch it at 1 a.m. on TV Land almost every weeknight. I watch it sometimes when
really?
I can't sleep. Yeah, TV Land.
When you can't sleep?
Yeah.
You know what I do when I can't sleep?
Masturbate.
No.
No. No, okay, sorry. Things just got weird again.
Well, I'm in my bed.
You know,
man.
You know,
where am I going to finish up?
What I do,
do I have to get out of bed? Do I stand up? Do I just roll over and do it on the sheet?
Is there a sock next to your bed? Side? Maybe, I don't know.
A sock?
No, maybe you
TV
read?
Guide, dude.
No.
TV Guide.
See, on the TV, I don't have.
Well,
TV
because
guide.
If it's Tuesday, you don't need the Monday section anymore.
Just rip it out. No, what
but
do you
TV
do?
TV Guide isn't absorbing.
If I want to fall asleep,
is it like a big enough surface? I mean, do I have to? I have to like stand right above it and do.
Don't
those
do it on the
pushes.
Cheers and Jeers section.
Truly, if I want to fall asleep, I'll read.
You want to do it right on the
even
8
if it's
time.
Interesting to me. Within a half an hour, I'll start.
Yeah.
Especially if it's dark in the room and I'm reading.
Word. I throw the corpse pose on, man, and then I
do the corpse pose sometimes, like.
Well, no, I don't cross my hands. But
I do that sometimes just to kind of get centered. And if I can't sleep, I just start breathing deeply like I'm already asleep and kind of bring myself into that state. Because I'm usually really stoned at that point. I ate a brownie yesterday and I fucking felt like I was tripping balls at the end of the night. And my dad put a...
Really?
Yeah. It was the first time I ever really got high off of a brownie. It was pretty awesome.
Well,
I've had them before, but like, never really got off on them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and all my friends are like, only eat
them. I don't eat them very often, but
I'm going to bring you one, dude. I'm going to bring you one, and I want you to eat it, and then I want you to tell me what happens.
I went to the drive-in in Webb City, Missouri, and watched Tarzan and made like 24 Toll House cookies and like, you know, those ones that you can make at home and mix up, man. And I slow cooked them. I put so much in them.
Are you talking about the Legend of Greystoke Tarzan?
No, I'm talking cartoon Tarzan. It was funny because I had dreadlocks.
Seriously? Cartoon Tarzan?
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. At the drive-in. Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, we're eating these, like, on the way there. And we're just like, this is going to be so much fun. And then we're, like, there. And we're, like, eating them. Like, they're nothing because we're not smoking.
They're cookies.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're just eating and eating and eating. And the movie's over. And I'm like, that was the coolest movie in the world. And I'm like a cutoff guy. You know, I wear cutoffs, man. And it was the first time that I had dreadlocks. I walked to the concession stand and this little kid goes, look, mommy, it's Tarzan. And all these kids were all like, it's Tarzan. And so I'm all like, they're doing like this and jumping around,
yeah,
like I'm a gorilla, man. And these kids loved it, and it was so much fun, dude.
That's awesome.
And then I stood up and went and ordered food, and everybody was like, "Oh, are you going to do pictures after your break?" And I was like, "What?" I'm not like some dude who comes and follows the movie around.
I'm the hype guy.
Yeah, I'm not on a break.
I'm the real life version of Tarzan.
Yeah, I was like, I'm wearing cutoff jeans. I'm like, really? You know, because I work construction, and you know, at that time of the year when it starts getting hot, dude, I just cut off my jeans. Like, I don't mess around. By the end of the summer,
do you use like a radial saw for that?
No.
Scissors, dude. Scissors.
Scissors, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Scissors.
I thought you just took them and went, just as you were wearing them with
I'm skilled with a saw.
I saw a guy open a bottle of beer with a chainsaw.
Really?
Bing!
Yep. Didn't even knock the beer bottle over.
That would be pretty cool.
It was on a video, but it was real.
Still.
But cutoffs are awesome, but by the end of summer,
they get shorter.
They get so short. And this one dude
and then
I used
they turn
to work
into
with,
hot pants.
This old guy goes, Al, I got to talk to you about something. I was like, what's up? And he's like, you got to stop wearing those shorts to work. And I was like, why? And he's like,
I have seen
your dick like 6 times a day. I said,
what?
I said, man, you know what?
Why are you looking at my dick?
Exactly. I was like, dude. You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you because you're older, man, and I understand. But who's the freak here, man? The guy who's, like, working and not worried about where his dick is, or the guy who keeps eyeballing his dick?
I was like you saw it once.
Don't look in the area. Yeah. Like,
I can't believe it's out again.
I know, right? Like,
I can't believe there it is.
Four.
Hey, are you guys seeing this over here?
Dude, look, that's the
every time I look over every 15 seconds.
That's the fifth time I've looked at his crotch and seen his penis. I don't know what the deal is. That's a good one.
All right, if I see it a sixth time when I look over there right now, I'm going to go up and talk to him about it.
Yeah, not five. Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? I mean, flash your penis 5 times, shame on you. See it 6 times, shame on me.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
it
sounds terrible.
I work at this fencing company, and he was, like, when I first started working with him, we got in the truck and I was like, what? I was like, oh, hell no, son. And he's like, what? I said, man, we got to talk to the boss. Like, someone can't be bringing their dogs up in these fucking trucks, man. Like, that's some bullshit. It's stinking here, man.
Mm-hmm.
So roll down your fucking window. So he rolls down his window. I roll down mine. It's like, this is February. It's cold, man.
Yeah.
And it's raining and shit. And I'm like, roll down your window. I can't take this shit. Like,
it's dog smell, wet dog.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
So then we're at work. Well, dog smell and like touching cloth, maybe. You know what I'm saying? prairie dogging. I don't know, man. But like,
we know all about that.
Like the prairie dog who fell down and then looked up at the hole.
Yeah.
you know, and then like touched somebody's. Like white dress as they walked by. I don't know, but right, exactly.
I know.
Thank you. But so we get to the job site and we're talking to the owner of the house, and I'm standing by this homeboy, and then it just dawns on me.
It's him.
It is exactly. I said, man. I thought to myself, that is terrible, Al. Like, you know what? That was, man, you must have made him feel terrible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never said anything ever again. But I would show up to work a little earlier than him. And I run in and grab the keys, go start the truck up, and, like, roll down the windows. And I went and bought a bunch of those Axe sprays.
Yeah.
And because I was trying everything, dude.
Oh, I know.
Like, I did the Febreze. I was like, I want to fuck this smell up. And I was all like, cause you know, like, hey, let's put these strangers into a gym room where guys are like, would you imagine if it was like in the, like some kind of filming of like some sadistic, like porn or something. And there's like semen dripping from the walls. And
it smells
like,
funny in here.
Formerly the set of Two Girls, One Cup, you know, and it's just a terrible place, man.
Yeah.
You know, and like the Febreze should cure it, right? These people don't know where they're at.
So it didn't work?
No. It was like, Febreze was like, I'm Febrezing my ass out of here, son. Like, this ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And not like, even this
roll down the window still, I'm Febrezing.
And he even said to me, why is my seat wet? Because he was old, dude, like old dude. And I was all like, sorry, man. I rolled down the window.
I spilled a bottle of Febreze on it.
Yeah.
And then, like, never said anything about me trying to do the smells in there. But, you know, I really didn't want to say anything ever again to hurt the guy's feelings, you know, because I'm not that cat, man.
Yeah.
But, I was a Febreze. I was an axe packing motherfucker, man.
You probably had the bitches up on you.
You smell good. And I'd be all like, girl.
You don't even
get closer to me. Smell the ass of my clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's my ass, but it's that seat's ass.
But like, sometimes, like, a really rank smell mixed with, like, an axe gives a really great smell. Mm-hmm. Like, like, some chicks are like, oh, I love it when I can just smell a little bit of your BO and a little bit of axe. Just like the ultimate mix of axes get the bitches. Just ask Lance Thill.
Really?
Our neighbor here, our podcast neighbor. You know Lance, right?
Oh, word.
LT. Yeah, bass. Word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Singer of Griefhammer as well.
I know that about Axe.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I always thought it was my...
Like, I only wear it as underarm
great attitude.
Deodorant. Mm-hmm. I don't do any kind of spray on or cologne or aftershave. I just do the underarm thing, but that Axe is so strong. Like, when I used to do karaoke a lot, I'd have, like, older cougar ladies go... They just come up to get ready to put in their song for karaoke, and they'd be like, man, you smell good. And I was like, what kind of cologne are you wearing? I'm like, I'm not wearing cologne. And they're like, you're wearing something.
Mm.
And I was like, deodorant?
You'll be wearing me later on tonight. That's what they were thinking, Terry.
Hi-yo! No, underarm deodorant.
Damn.
Yeah. And then my wife comes in and said, bitch, step the fuck back.
Yeah.
Right. Hell, tell your
unless you can come home with the both of us.
You're handsome guy, man.
Well, thank you. You're
well, these are gilfs you were talking about, right?
Grandmas I'd love to fart on.
Oh, you know what?
Gilfos.
I don't know, man. Like, that's some pretty deep stuff right there.
Hey, you got kids, right? And you've had kids that grown up. And you ever buy your kid a doll that, like, has a pull string that says something funny like, oh, I love you. You know, or something like, you ever have those as a kid or as a kid?
You mix master that thing?
No. I got a story here that's really funny. There was a kitty toy. It's called Catch Me Kitty. And you pull the string and this mother of a child is sure that it says, chase me, rape me.
Well, what's it really say?
The company had no comment. So
maybe
that's what they're really saying. But this was in Sandy, Utah. I'm sure this lady was probably a Mormon. I shouldn't be so stereotypical, but
Utah?
Yeah.
Dude.
She's from Utah.
And they got some people in Utah.
Are they Mormons?
So the chase me, rape me kitty. Catch me kitty. Apparently, if you can get it before they take it off the, she said, I opened it and let my daughter play with it for 2 times. And then we put it away and I called authorities because it says chase me, rape me.
Did they have a lyrics in the liner notes?
I think Nirvana was playing in the background.
Paul Ryan is a big Nirvana fan, I heard.
The vice president dude running?
Well, apparently he said something that ripped off Nirvana.
You know what he's doing? He's trying to appeal to that crowd.
No, he ripped off something that Kurt said, and I don't remember what it was.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
No,
I think somebody said that before.
He stole that from Neil Young and Def Leppard. Which, this is a funny story. Okay, so they were reading the Kurt Cobain suicide note, and they said, yeah, he quoted Def Leppard from Rock of Ages in his suicide note. And I'm like, what? No, he didn't. They said, yeah, they said, it's better to burn out than to fade away. Woo! Dan, 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 dan.
They
said,
that?
No.
Like,
yeah, anybody who can't see this audio podcast, I was banging my head. And I said, no, that's Neil Young, you fucking idiots. God.
Oh, this is what it was.
Lay it on me, Gatch.
You know when Francis Bean Cobain, right?
Yep.
she's like 19 or 20 now.
Yeah, but the middle name Bean, Kurt Cobain was famous for saying she got it because they had...
She looked like a bean.
She looked like a bean in utero, right?
Right.
And during one of the vice president debates, Paul Ryan replied to a question about abortion by recalling the story of his own daughter and how she got the nickname Bean, which was the same reason that Kurt Cobain said.
I'm going to have to say that that's probably an odd coincidence. Because
do you think so?
I really don't think
Paul Ryan's not that hip.
Throwing it out there like that.
But him, his daughter getting the nickname Bean because she looked like that in utero apparently showed how reason and science factor into his views on abortion.
I fucking hate politicians so much.
Hi, I'm Mitt Romney. And I'd like to send you a message
funny that he
for
had
the presidential the, candidacy.
That he's being accused of stealing lyrics from Nirvana now. But before he said that, Rage Against the Machine was his favorite band.
Rape me!
Which seems... That doesn't make any
sense. I think
sense
a politician should use
his daughter.
Rape me. Whose daughter? Bean? Cobain?
No, not Cobain.
Francis Bean?
Romney Bean. I thought it was
No, it was Paul Ryan Bean. Paul Bean Ryan. I do not know.
Well, I would say if the song came up or that quote or whatever came up previous to that, there could be some, you know, considering the cat did throw out, you know, the Rage love.
Isn't Pat Wambacher's mom?
10 and a half.
Dude, isn't Pat Wambacher's mom's name Bean? Linda Bean.
Linda Bean Wambacher.
Yeah, because she had that old...
No, that's her name name. That was her maiden name, was Bean.
I know, but she had that car that Dave used to drive around, that Z.
The Beaner?
And it said Beanie on the license plate.
Yeah, because her name's Bean.
Mm-hmm.
She's been Bean all of her life.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, that's weird. Her name's Bean. Francis
what
Bean.
What the fuck are you guys talking
And now
about?
Check this out.
Asara.
So this is...
Imagine, though, if they were Mexican and they were jumping.
Beaners.
Mexican jumping beans.
Yep. That's funny. But so segue from that, we do birthdays on our show, and today is the Friday, October 19th show, Grace Wambacher birthday.
Wow, nice.
That's Pat Wambacher's daughter.
Today is...
How old
what?
Now?
Pat it's Wambacher. Friday?
Yep. Doesn't time fucking right. flies, doesn't it, man? So, yeah, happy Friday to all you. And happy birthday to
How
Grace Wambacher.
She
is 5 years younger than my daughter. So, what'd I say? 22, 17.
Oh,
she's 17. Wow. She's 17.
Dude, 17's a really cool age.
Pat Wambacher's daughter's 17. She's up there in Alaska, hopefully listening to us right now. Mm-hmm. I invited her to the Iron Maiden tribute show, even though I knew she wouldn't make it, just so she'd know what she was missing, because she would have been there for sure. And also, we cover a couple of celebrity birthdays, and I'm glad that Al's here for this. It's Peter Tosh's birthday today.
Really?
Yep, 68. Yeah, man, legalize it, man. That
What's
was the
he
only
doing
album.
These days?
He's probably smoking spliffs and fucking playing some reggae, man. Man.
Man, you know what? I've got a.
And we talked about this.
You got a real
dude.
Cool what?
And like.
Reggae story.
Cover. Oh, no, dude. I got some stories about Jamaica, yo.
You've been to Jamaica?
Fuck. Yes, son.
Well, Peter Tosh's birthday. Let's hear one.
Al, son.
Fuck,
oh, you want
to
hear a Jamaica story? Cool.
So you didn't go there and change your name to Snoop Lion or nothing, did you? Al Lion?
No. Actually, I went there. I had dreadlocks.
Did you have a religious experience of sorts while you're there?
You know what? I did hang out with a lot of Rastas.
Okay.
I met a Rasta on the beach. You know, I was working construction at the time. Dude, I got to tell this other story, though. When I first landed, dude, there was this – I had what the Jamaicans call noble dreads. And that means that I take care of my dreads.
Right.
I spin them. My dreads are round. You
right.
know, man. Mm-hmm. Mine are kind of curly and kinky right now. And sometimes they get like that because when I get out of the shower, they curl up.
Yeah.
And I just got to straighten them and work them, man. And I just wanted to get down here. You
mm-hmm.
know, I spent about an hour and a half a night. You know, spinning.
Working your hair.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like they call them noble dreads. So I'm standing there in line, man. And there's this other cat right in line beside me, dude. And white dude, dreadlocks, but his are matted and F worded and nappy. Yo.
Yo.
And, this little Jamaican dude walks up and goes, red stripe. And the guy was like, yeah, wild, man. I'll take a red stripe because they're free, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes one, and then Jamaican turns and looks at me and goes, "Hey, Rasta, don't drink out of the cups," and walks away from me. And I was like, "Don't drink out of the cups." I was like, "Oh, did they do something dirty to him?" And I was like, "Was he just giving me a fucking heads up, son?" And I was standing there in line, and you know what the fuck happened? One of the motherfucking guys came up to me and handed me a Red Stripe bottle. A bottle of Red Stripe that was just open. I was like, what the fuck? So I get on the bus, and I'm all like, oh my God, I smell the dankest shit in the world right now. I was like, oh, I totally smell weed, yo. And the chick I was with is all like, you don't smell weed. I was like, I smell weed. Like, either this bus just hit a motherfucking
skunk.
No, a family of 10 generations of skunks, like, in a row, motherfucking down the, and just ran over their piss pockets one at a time at like 5 miles an hour so it would fucking get all over the van.
Or they just ran into an awesome crop of weed.
Very possible.
I just ran over 5 pot plants in a row.
So, this, I'm like freaking out, and I'm asking all these people getting on the bus because we're going to a resort. And these people are getting on the bus, and I'm all like, hey, man, you smell weed, right? And they're all like, oh, well, we don't smoke marijuana. And I'm all like, shut. Yeah. Why the fuck are you in Jamaica, son?
Yeah.
And so I'm all like, I didn't really say that, you know. I'm all like, oh, well, okay. And so, like, we're all sitting there, and I'm like thinking, I'm like, I'm going fucking crazy. Like, I know it. I know I smell it. And then we're pulling out. As we're pulling out of the parking lot, I shit you not, we're not even out of the parking lot, man. The bus driver goes, hey, Rasta. And I'm all like, did the look around behind me? And I go, me? And he's like, yeah, come here, man. And I was like, fucking word. And I like walk up there, man. And he's like, you looking for some ganja? And I was like, fuck yeah, son. And then he puts down the visor, dude, and like 5 fucking OZs fall down on the fucking thing.
So it was the bus driver the whole time.
And I turn around and I said, I told you, motherfuckers.
We don't smoke marijuana.
I told you. Like, look. And I was like, how much you want, son? Like, this is all just happening, like, in the open, dude.
Yeah.
And
is it legal over there? No.
At the time when I was there, no.
They just turn a blind eye to it?
No, well, yeah, pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah, tolerated.
Right. Well, they don't fuck around with no coke, though. Like, no, and well, no. I'm not one to either. But, you know, to each and his and our own, man.
Right.
But if they see coke, man, they will fuck with you.
Yeah.
Because I seen it on the beach.
Yeah.
I seen them mess with, like, people who were on the resort, dude. Because I'm smoking a spliff on the beach, dude, and they run by me and grab some dude doing a line, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, where'd you get this?
They're not fucking around
like,
with no
cocaine.
Like,
tell us where you got it, and we'll fucking let you go right now. And the guy was like, I got it from that motherfucker right there.
Oh, shit.
And I point out the dude, and they went over and bust his ass,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
And left him alone. Like,
crazy.
Yeah. So, I get on the, and I'm like, yeah. And I was like, what do you want? And he was like, $60. I said, fuck that, son. I was like, you'll take 60. I'm American, man. You'll take 40. I got 40 American dollars.
For an ounce?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I said, for right here, man. And he was like, do it. Which one you want? And I was like, fucking word. I just grabbed one. And as I'm walking back, I'm just inhaling these. Oh, my God. It was like, it was so sticky. The outside of the baggie was like
sticky.
Resonating. And I was like, this is insane. And as I'm walking back, I stop in the middle aisle and I look up and I say, does anybody have any papers? And everybody just looks at me like,
we don't smoke marijuana.
We don't smoke. And it, like, it's so funny. And I walk back and the girl I'm with is like rolling. You know, she's like, thinks this is just fucking awesome. But anyway, the ride to the resort's 4 fucking hours, right? Right.
Yeah.
And so, but luckily we did stop somewhere and there's these fucking Rosses across the street, like fishing.
You were about ready to start eating that shit probably at that
point. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I was handling it.
I know. You're like,
I was all like, you know what? I wonder if I put some hash on my fingers.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I light that?
Yeah.
And just like,
put some,
get some little nose hits. I don't know. I was thinking crazy.
Yeah.
But,
has anybody got an avocado on the bus?
So I go to these Rosses and I'm all like, yo, son, like, you got anything to smoke out of? And at first they were like, what? Like looking at me. Like, who the fuck are you, man? Because they just stop what they're doing and all staring at me. And I'm all like, oh. And I like pull out the weed and I fucking hold up the bag. And they're all like, oh, yeah, yeah, come here, come here. And I was like, cool. So I like fucking throw down a wad. I was like, here, that's for you. This is you. And then we get high and I run, get on the bus. We zoom back down to the resort. We get there, pull in. The bus driver goes to the bellboy. Hey, the Ross is cool. And so we get to the room. Doughboy's like, you got weed? I said, yes, I do, brother. And he's all, you want some hash? I said, fuck yes. And he was like,
things are looking up.
Right. And he's like, talk to you in like 10, I don't know. He gave me some time. I wasn't even paying attention because I was too busy rolling up what I had. Because, you know, I have my luggage in. Yeah. I brought, like, papers. I'm not a fool. Yeah. Anyway, man. So, like, all of a sudden, man, the phone rings. And the girl I'm with is like, I think this is for you. I said, how do you know that? And she said, they're asking for the Rasta. And I said, word. So I picked it up.
I'm famous here now.
And I said, what's up? And this guy's like, you want some hash? I said, who is this? He said, this is the front desk. And I said, shut the fuck up. I said, yes, I do. I said, bring that shit to my room, yo. So they, all of a sudden, man, on my door, dude, I open it up. There's this Jamaican dude there, and he's like, Rasta? I say, Rasta? And he was like, welcome in my room, and whips out all of these, like, rolled into circles, dude, like as big around as my pinky, just tinfoil.
Of hash.
Of hash. And I'm all like, those are beautiful. And I was like, it's like you, like, fought. Like a Vietnam against tin soldiers, man. And you cut off their fingers and yeah. You cut them all back and you're showing them off to me.
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't get the reference. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I said, I'll take this one. And I said, how much is that? And he said, $20. And I said, and here's your money. And so he left. And so, yeah, that was the beginning of the adventure. And it was a topless resort, but nobody was topless.
That's fucking weird.
I know. So, and the girl I was with was had her top on. And I, like, we're there the first day. And I said, girl,
show me your tits.
No,
like, this is a topless resort.
You need to take your top off. And she was like, no. I was like, you know what? If other people didn't have their tops on, would you have your top off? She said, yeah. I was like, well, you know what? I can't pull my fucking pants down. I can't walk around here naked. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
I would like, I love letting my shit just go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an underwear guy.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Because my stuff is always a lefty. I got to pick a side, guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a leg, pant leg tucker. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's there. So.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't rock the underwear. Briefs, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to, like, have a wad of cock on top of my balls.
You got claustrophobic.
That's terrible.
You got claustrophobic
that's
cock.
Like asking for a rash.
Yeah.
You know, I said, girl, you got to rock it. She said, maybe tomorrow. I said, you know what? Let's do that. So tomorrow, you know, the next day we woke up, man, and I was like, let's go down on the beach. And, you know, this is after I had this encounter with this other Rasta down on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Who became a very good friend of mine. His name's Henry. Yeah. And that's who introduced me to the other Rastas. But she said, okay. And she started putting her top on, and I said, wait. Come on, girl.
Leave it off.
I said, leave this off.
No,
like,
no. Don't take them
we're
off.
We're in Jamaica. We will never see these people again, yo.
Yeah.
Like, and you've got beautiful breasts. Like, I'm not going to wear my top. And she was like, you are so funny. And I was like,
yeah.
Do it. I was like, your nipples are beautiful. You should be proud of what you got. I mean, even if they were like down low, I mean, girl, that's your body.
Yeah, be
like,
proud.
I got to say this. Voluptuous woman guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am into the curvy girls. I love a voluptuous woman.
Yep.
You know, I'm not so into the anorexic type of girl.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be with somebody that I can hold, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Did she do it?
But she was kind of a skinnier girl, though. Now that I think of it.
But she had nice breasts.
She did. And she did it. And then all of a sudden.
Yay.
At lunch. People started not having her top on.
She was a trendsetter.
Dude.
Trailblazer.
And then all of a sudden, nobody was wearing tops. The whole rest of the time we were there. It was amazing.
It's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was fucking amazing.
And you say, see what you did for me, baby?
I know. It was
not that I'm looking at every breast, though. Wait, what am I saying?
Great, man. She, like, literally, like, packed some of my cutoff shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And like, was she said,
I've seen your penis 6 times today.
No, but that's what she wanted.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Man. Call back.
That's probably a good spot to wrap it up right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we got a couple things we got to take care of before we get done. So Hans doesn't get offended. We have a good friend, Hans, who's a resident troll and grief hammer, former guitarist of Victims of Internal Decay. What's in Hans' CD player today? What do you think it's going to be, Gatch? He's had other albums.
Coasters.
Should have been, might as well. Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell 2.
Didn't he already have that one?
No, it was Bad Out of Hell 3. He loves him some Jim Steinman. He thinks that Jim Steinman is a good writer. And Hans, did you know that Meatloaf couldn't sing
for
a few years?
I'll listen to anything, but I won't
for
listen
love.
To that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah!
And I'm getting ready for our next ZappaCast, and I was spinning some Apostrophe by Frank Zappa on the turntable. Got anything in your junk drawer?
Yeah.
Junk.
I'd like to say something.
He's got
bag of
junk.
Yeah, a bag of used condoms that you were talking about last time.
What's an Al CD player? What are you spinning right now for music? Like,
man,
what was the last thing you listened to by your choice?
Oh, by my choice is Slightly Stupid, actually.
Sweet. Those guys come around here a lot.
Yeah.
Eugene.
Big fan. Like, cool. I actually like my old buddy used to manage Sublime, John Phillips, and he sent me a couple of their rough cut CDs, like way back in the day. And I used to rock them in Missouri, man, like back in like the 90s, man.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, it was awesome. I like really, really enjoyed them. I still do today, man. I love where they go.
Yeah.
But can I say hello to a couple?
Yeah, for sure. Any parting words?
Oh,
you got
know, I mean,
any
like,
shout outs?
Like, of course, you know, the stars down in, you know, like we talked about Utah, a little shout out, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love all those ladies. They're like amazing. If you guys don't know who they are, you're going to check them out.
We got some listeners in Utah.
Oh, yeah. And also SOUT, Salt Lake City. I'm sure
Hell
you guys
yeah.
have seen that brand, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a shout out to them, man. They're some special people, man.
Right on.
And that's about it, yo.
We really appreciate you being on the show, man. You're one of our better. A lot of our guests we have, we kind of have to coax them for information, and they just kind of go, yeah. Well,
a lot of times
maybe
we're
one
too
time.
Stoned to like be able to shut up for a second, too, sometimes.
But I like the, no, the,
that guy.
The stories are great, you know, so I think that we'll have some good reception on this episode. So, and if I'm not sure, but you might be our guest again on Monday.
Can I bring
possibly.
Something up real quick, though?
Word.
Yeah, baby.
That I would like a public service announcement for both these guys. This is serious.
The more you know.
Be serious.
Dude, have you guys ever fucked with a crow? No, I'm serious about this.
Like sexually?
That is stupid to do, first of all.
They'll peck
when
your fucking
in a group,
eyes out.
It's called a murder. Like,
yeah.
No, but listen to this, though.
They're a real murderous
crows. Interesting
seem to be
fact,
calling
dude.
His name, thought call.
Crows can recognize faces.
Yeah, they'll peck your fucking eyes out if you fuck with them too
like,
much.
They did a study to where students wore masks and were fucking with the crows. And whenever they'd wear those masks around the campus, they'd get dive bombed.
Hell yeah.
And when they wouldn't, they wouldn't get bothered. And to get this, they have a language to where they can describe faces amongst each other.
Whoa.
And they hold grudges.
That's why Chris Robinson hates his brother so much.
Well, that's also why you don't see other birds fucking with the crows.
No, but,
right.
Yeah, but see, you could fuck
probably
with...
Like, you see could, that blue bird over there?
Yeah. You could have fucked with a crow when you were later. 8, and now his great-grand crow is coming around and seeing you.
I don't
and,
think they have age progression techniques down.
There was a farm, I'm not sure where this was, and it was a city. Had been overgrown with crows. 600,000 crows was the count that they had.
That's when you stone the crow.
Yeah, and they wanted to bag 300,000 of them. They wanted to bag half of them to, you know, decrease the population, right? A farmer shot one.
That's it? What happened? And they
all
left.
Summer. No.
They all left?
No, they all hovered above shotgun reach.
Smart crows.
Every single one out of 600,000, they got one.
How do you study crows?
No,
dude,
I saw this
because
online.
Why would he use a shotgun? Why don't you just use like a .22?
Are you from Croatia?
For a crow?
Yeah.
Are
why
you
would you
Croatia?
Shoot a bird flying? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not actually a.
Well, that's the thing. They wouldn't land
a
to be shot,
or even a journeyman,
right?
As far as that goes, at crow shooting. But I am saying, I've held a rifle once or twice, and I would say. The most easy way to shoot something is when it's still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's why
it's
never,
that's not very
that's such a great sport.
It shot one
sporting,
and the rest
though.
Of them.
That's not sporting as in a bird hunting though, to shoot them while they're not in the air.
Well, I don't think they're shooting them as sport. They're shooting them
they
because they want to decrease them, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's for sure.
What's that
that's
saying
sure.
when you have to eat crow?
What's that about?
Eat crow?
Like if you...
You just ate crow?
No, there's a saying that says like if you said something that you were going to do or something that you thought was going to happen and then it didn't,
yeah,
you have to...
Who's eating crow now?
Yeah. And that's just gross. I don't think
who's
anybody...
Who's eating crow now? Isn't that's that a journey
well,
song?
Well, maybe... maybe at one time.
That's such a
maybe
reach,
the crow. I mean, I know that the preferred
who's crowing now
in like the medieval time and all that stuff, you know, was pigeon.
Right.
That was, you know, that's why in America there's so many of them here because they were brought over as a food source. But maybe the crow was kind of the cheaper one. Like you go to the market and it's like, look at all of these pigeons.
Yum.
Oh, you can afford this.
All the lonely
we have
crows.
This crow. You know,
Old Crow is like the worst alcohol you can get. You're eating
but
crow and drinking crow.
The black crows.
They're pretty good.
And Heckle and Jekyll, righteous.
Yeah. Hells, yeah. Righteous. Spy versus Spy. Weren't
I just
want to
remind people.
Are they crows?
I don't know.
They got pointy faces, don't
they? Yeah,
they
do.
I think
I just want to remind people that
Sam Squatch is real.
And if your poop is white,
you just might be a bird.
Then you're like a dog who's gone back in time.
No, maybe. you might be a bird.
Why is dog poop white anymore? Like you never see it turn like white dog poop. You
never
see it anymore.
I never have any ever. What are you talking about?
You've never like
they eat it these days, don't
old,
they?
Man,
that's only if a dog's been eating birds.
I remember like back in the '80s, yo, you'd like see white
in the '80s, yo, I'd see dogs that were done fucking that were still stuck together in the middle of the road.
It's not like that. I like have these memories.
You've been checking out dog poop
of. I was like, what's his name on Superbad who drew dicks?
Yeah.
And I sat there and like thought about dog shit.
Yeah. Why isn't it white anymore? I miss it so bad. Hey, go to tagcastpodcast.com and check out the links. Check out our donate button. Give us some money. Go shop at Amazon. Do all that stuff. And then come back Monday and listen to us again.
Johnny Josh Jumbo.
Johnny Josh Jumbo. I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, that's my roommates. I just want to.
Hey, Johnny Josh and Jumbo.
Yeah.
Shout outs to
hope
all y'all.
Stay away from crows.
That's right. And don't terrorize crows because they'll come back and they'll tell their friends and they'll come back and get you.
Did you ever hear that, Jack Candy? The crows seem to be calling his name.
That's my favorite deep thought.
Deep.
I love that.
All right. Thanks, Al, for being on the show.
Word.
Thanks to the Falcon.
I am the Falconer.
I love you, Missouri.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Hey, Taggots, how you doing? Looking for some fun stuff to do? Of course you are. You don't want to be a stick in the mud. Go out and see some comedy and some music. We'd like to support our local podcast buddies at the Big and Loud Podcast. They'll have their first live podcast taping tomorrow, Thursday, October 18th, at the Mount Tabor Theater in Portland. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over. Starts at 9 o'clock. Go check out what goes down at their podcast. Wednesday, October 24th, Black Tusked, Nether Regions, Lord Dying and Towers are at Plan B. That's 1305 Southeast 8th Street in Portland, 21 and over, $8 at the door, 9 o'clock showtime. October 26th, at the Blacklight Lounge in Salem, we got Crimson Guardian with Brutos, A Killing Dove, and Abaddon. 9 p.m., $4 at the door, 21 and over. 610 Marion Street is where that's located. It's the Blacklight Lounge. October 27th, the Halloween Saturday night, there's a bunch of stuff going on, so check out all these shows. At the Wandering Goat in Eugene, it's acoustic night with Mike Scheidt of Yob and Phil Merwin from Dirt Clawed Fight. That starts at 9 o'clock, 268 Madison in Eugene. That same night at the Dixie Creek Saloon in Tangent, we've got the Halloween Extravaganza with the Berated, Blood Oath, and American Overdose, also 9 p.m., 21 and over. That's a free show at the Black Forest in Eugene, October 27th as well. We got Electric Funeral, Gladhander, Awake, and Liquid, another costume contest going on down there, a free show, starts at 9 o'clock. And at Goodfellas, if you're in Springfield, go check out Headless Pez, a.k.a. White Devil, Bloodlust, and another band. I can't remember their name, but that's at 10 p.m. So plenty of stuff to do on the Saturday before Halloween. Go do that. The 28th at Rauchur, we got Dog Shredder and Dysrhythmia. Rauchur is at 315 Southeast 3rd in Portland. And then Sunday, November 11th, it's Napalm Death and newly added local thrash lessons, Wehrmacht, however you want to say it if you're from Germany. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. Get your tickets now. They're probably going to be going fast. Saturday, November 17th, the Dixie Creek Comedy Showcase, number 4, with Andy Andrist, myself, and Jesse Priest. Dustin Gatchel will be hosting the show and a live taping of our podcast, the season finale. That starts at 9:30. The show does. It's 21 and over. It's free. It's November 17th. And then last on the list, this is a ways down the line, but it might blow your mind. Friday, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene, Oregon, Corrosion of Conformity, Yob, and Saviors. That's Saviors with a U and an S. It's 21 and over. I'm sure they'll charge at the door because I think COC will be the biggest band Oak Street Speakeasy has seen to date. Check that out. It's a Friday night. Local Legends Yob will be there. Go check out those shows, you guys. It's going to be a good time. Thanks for listening.